Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this not so surprising. Let's look at the potential field. Is there anyone there that could really challenge her?
Well, there's always the ability of getting knocked out, given today's fluid situations in politics and the way cities go up and down. You never know if there's going to be a victory or a tragedy around the corner. Mayor Libby Schaft has had her share of both. She's been able to oversee the winning warrior team parades, which is always good for the psyche of a city, but she's also dealing with an increasing homeless problem, and she's also dealing with, remember, the fallout from the ghost ship fire, which was probably the biggest blot on her administration when it came out that they didn't have a grip on inspecting warehouses and other illegal people dwellings in the city of Oakland. But she is on pretty solid ground. Early polls have her at about 60%, but she's going to get hit probably pretty hard from the left. There's a couple of activists, Kat Brooks, who's from the Black Lives Matter movement, and also Pamela Price, who just recently ran for district attorney in San Francisco, in Oakland, and pulled some pretty big numbers out from the left along from the same platform. I'm not sure Libby's going to get knocked out by these two, but they're going to make for some very, very lively debates.
So Libby Schaft has become a national figure thanks to the showdown with the White House over Sanctuary City. Is this an issue you think that resonates with voters, or is that something the national media is focused on more than your average Oakland resident?
Oh, no, it plays really well into Oakland voters, and I'm glad you brought that up, because Donald Trump, while some might consider him a pariah and even act like that and speak about that, sort of the hidden secret here in California is that it's the best thing that's happened to the Gavin Newsoms and the Libby Schafts of the world. As you said, Libby Schaft stood up to Donald Trump. She also put out the warning to people that ICE raids were coming, and while that might have earned her the wrath of the Trump administration and even a possible investigation by the Attorney General, she's reveling in that. I mean, she's standing by her ground, and that ups her street cred in Oakland tremendously, especially from any attack from the right. I mean, from the left. I mean, that helps her out considerably. But it's still, other issues are out there. There's a homelessness. Anybody that drives through Oakland, you know, chances are you go by a park, you're going to see a tent or a collection of tents from Lake Merritt on down. And while she's put up some tough sheds, you know, to make instant encampments, you know, long-term solutions continue to evade her. Also, you know, Oakland's a volatile place. You never know when the streets are going to light up with protests that could turn to riots. And there's that lingering question about the Oakland A's. Can she keep the team in town? She has a couple of months to sort of balance that all out. So I think that, you know, even though the poll numbers show one thing, it's going to be an entertaining time for Oakland elections, because if one thing Oakland does, it does entertain, especially when it comes to politics. And I don't think this year is going to be an exception.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.